This story is part of the Helpers series, which shares stories about the people making positive impacts in our community. Life as a professional in the entertainment industry can be a grind. Whether you're on screen or behind the camera, finding consistent work is often the hardest element of the job. That's part of what inspired local actor Jennifer Tocheri to launch The Crew Up North, a podcast dedicated to the often unsung heroes of the film and television industry in Northern Ontario, and helping share their stories. "I've had the idea for a couple of years," said Tocheri. "I've been acting for many years, professionally since 2012. I noticed that being on set, I really enjoyed the filmmaking process. I love being an actor, but I was curious about how all the departments work together and what their jobs were." As a stand-in, starting around 2018, Tocheri began to see the bigger picture of how productions came together, and just how many people were involved. "It wasn't until I started standing in that I got to see how everything happened. That sparked my curiosity. A couple of years ago, I had the idea that no one was doing a podcast about this. I sat on the idea for a while, thinking about executing it. Last year, I decided to go for it." Originally envisioned as a teaching tool, Crew Up North evolved into something more personal and reflective, an oral history of sorts for Northern Ontario's screen industry. "It evolved into interviewing anyone about their journey as a member of the Northern film industry," she explained. "I preferred this because there are so many talented people here whose stories aren't heard, like grips or electricians. The film industry is hard, and hearing about people's journeys and persistence is fascinating to me, and I'm sure others feel the same way." Tocheri, who also serves as the executive lead of special projects at Port North Bay, says the podcast is about demystifying the work behind the scenes and creating a platform for recognition and understanding. "When it comes to work opportunities in the industry, she describes it as a mixed bag. For behind-the-scenes crew, they can find out what shows are coming and jump on the next one if they're available and good with whoever is hiring," she said. "For me, it doesn't matter what position I do, I have to be right for it. Even if I'm just doing background work, I have to be the right age range, gender, etc." One of the eye-opening moments came while working on Skimmed, a medical drama series filmed in Northern Ontario. "I've worked on 2 seasons that filmed here," said Tocheri. "Season 2 was my first experience with a crew that size. They had technicians prepping a warehouse so that we could film in there, that was just their job. I had never seen that before." The scale of the production left a lasting impression. "They had about 100 crew members on that show. I met someone who did the soundboard and the lighting board. The lighting technicians would communicate via walkie-talkie, and the person on the board would adjust the lights. It was completely different from not long ago when everything was done manually." From lighting techs to drivers, Tocheri says the industry runs on diverse and highly skilled professionals. "There are location people who are some of the first on set, setting up signs and making sure the location is open. They stay late, same with transport. You have people picking up crew members or actors early in the morning to get them processed for hair and makeup before the general crew starts the day." Crew Up North is available on all major podcast platforms, and also on YouTube. "I was adamant about filming it despite some people advising against it due to expense," she said. "I found a space at Port North Bay downtown, which felt like a podcast setting with its fireplace and couches. The owner generously donated the space for the podcast." The podcast officially came together last spring, though the wheels were turning well before that. "For financial reasons, I was between jobs, so I had to wait to work on a few shows first," said Tocheri. "Once I got busy with film, I decided to start the podcast. I have 2 crew members, Carter Belanger for filming and editing and Nathaniel LaChance for sound. From deciding on the episode format to choosing the intro music, it became a full-scale production in itself. There were so many decisions to make," she said. "I stressed myself out figuring it all out, but it was worth it." While Crew Up North remains a passion project for now, Tocheri is hoping to take it to the next level. Right now, I fund it myself, and the space is sponsored, she explained. We're on a hiatus, but I have guests lined up for season 2. I'm looking for sponsors for the show to get on a proper schedule. I'd still like to do it in seasons to accommodate everyone's schedules. And yes, she's open to local support. So, if there are any businesses in town that want to sponsor the podcast, that would be great, she added with a smile. Despite a modest view count on YouTube, the response from the industry has been encouraging. The reception has been incredible, she said. While working on set, crew members approached me about the podcast. Some tried to bribe me with gummy bears to be on the show. People have given detailed feedback, and they seem to like the questions and structure. I'm grateful for anyone who takes the time to watch any of it, whether they watch the full episode or just part of it. That growing visibility has opened doors, both creatively and professionally. Yes, it was a mixture of getting to know people through being in the space and doing social media videos for Port, she said. They saw my work ethic and skills, and I was presented with a job opportunity. It's a nice mixture of creative and business work. As executive lead of special projects at Port North Bay, Tosheri's work now extends into media and marketing strategy for local entrepreneurs and professionals. We're working on branding and promotion for a real estate deal. It's been eye-opening to be included in conversations and projects, she said. She's also finding it rewarding to help others find their voice and build their brand. It's great to see people come in with a business and clientele, but they need assistance with marketing and promotion, said Tocheri. It's hard to keep up with running a business and doing all the marketing. I'm glad to lend a hand and brainstorm with them. While her podcast and professional projects are keeping her busy, acting remains a core part of her identity, even if the local film scene is in flux. It's been a weird year, she admitted. I drove to Thunder Bay to do background on a show in January. It was minus 40 degrees, but the crew was great. They let us warm up between takes. I had high hopes at the beginning of the year, but things have slowed down. This business is tough, but I'm grateful for my job at Port. Still, nothing quite matches the rush of being on set. I love the tiny details and specific directions, she said. I had a director give me directions for a waitress role, and I knew exactly how to do it because I worked in retail for years. I love figuring out the internal dialogue and fine-tuning everything. Whether it's long days on set, late nights editing episodes, or helping local entrepreneurs tell their stories, Tocheri approaches every opportunity with grit and purpose. Her ability to balance creative passion with practical hustle is what landed her at Port North Bay, and what continues to drive crew up north. Through the podcast, she's shining a spotlight on the often unsung heroes of Northern Ontario's film and television industry, proving that behind every scene is a story worth telling, and someone like Tocheri is willing to tell it. You can watch the Crew Up North podcast on YouTube or listen to it on all of the major podcast platforms. If you have a story idea for Helpers, send Matt an email at m.sukram@outlook.com.